How to talk to you about your skin colour. I don't know how to make you proud of your skin colour. I figured it would be something we would talk about later, when you were older and starting to become more shaped by external factors. I didn't want it to become an issue so early. Sadly, this is the reality of raising a child of colour in an institutionally racist country, where being white is seen as default. You see it in boardrooms, and you see it on screens, and you see it in the plasters we use to cover our skin when it tears. The comedian W. Kamau Bell talked about the paradox of the mixed-race child, how the one thing they'll never be called is white. His children will always be black or mixed race. When I look at you, I think perhaps you might end up passing for white. I don't want you to. I don't want you to ever consider yourself white. Is that bad? Sure, you are half white, but that half is a default that comes with a much more defined identity to topple into. Will you ever truly pass for white? Your name is hardly Anne Smith. And even then, not all Anne Smiths are white. As Bell says, though, it'll probably never happen. You will be mixed race, and you will be brown, and no matter how you shape yourself, the moulds society present for you to fit into are fixed and immovable. I don't want to have this conversation so early, Gunga. I don't want for me to make decisions about your identity before you've even considered it. Seeing you in the playground next to white children, I doubt this will ever really happen. You look so brown. As Zora Neale Hurston says, I feel most coloured when thrown against a sharp white background. And where we live in Bristol is a sharp white background of a neighbourhood. I have to manage my own feelings and expectations and let you find your own way. But I know that however you choose to self-identify when you're older and making those decisions, the world will see you as a person of colour and treat you accordingly. Once, you told me that you were a mix. You were a bit brown and a bit white. I told you that this made you light brown, and that confused you. You wanted to be our Venn diagram. You wanted to be the bridge between us. You didn't want to be more one than the other. You are quick to assert that you are a girl. A consistent thing you said throughout your entire childhood was that you didn't like the colour brown. It was too dark. Another time you told me it was dirty. Recently you told me you wished I was white. Then I will be white, you said. Why? I replied. I want to be like Mummy, you said, before disappearing into another room, as if that was that, and there was nothing more to say.